An estimated 1 million newborns die each year of birth asphyxia, the failure to start or sustain breathing in the first moments after delivery. If the newborn still does not begin breathing on their own, birth attendants are taught how to place a face mask on the baby's face to initiate respiration. Jeffrey Perlman is a professor of pediatrics at Weill Cornell Medical Center in New York. Perlman says the protocol, carried out during the first minute of life, can reduce the newborn mortality rate by 50%. Perlman says it also reduces the number of deaths from stillbirth, which is often simply a case of birth asphyxiation.
When a baby is born not breathing, it's often assumed that that is a stillbirth. But that may not be the case. It may just be that the baby is not breathing but has a low heart rate. And we know that if you can effectively breathe for the baby and it doesn't take too many assisted breaths, they will start breathing on their own.
Researchers conducting a 2009 pilot project with Helping Babies Breathe in Tanzania taught nurse midwives, doctors, and other medical personnel what immediate steps they should take if a baby is born not breathing, including how to use bulb suction and bag mask ventilation devices. Data were collected at four hospitals for 3 months before and 3 months after initiation of the program. It showed the death rate dropped from 13 deaths per 1,000 births to just over 6 deaths per 1,000 deliveries. Perlman calls the results exciting.
If we can sustain that reduction, then it will represent for the first time a reversal of birth asphyxia-related mortality.
Perlman says the simple strategies to initiate breathing during the first minute of delivery, which he calls the golden minute, could go a long way toward helping developing countries meet the United Nations Millennium Development Goal of slashing infant mortality by two-thirds by 2015.
It's beautiful to actually see the nurse midwives and others taking possession and understanding why it's so important to initiate the breathing within the golden minute. They're seeing tangible results.
Pediatrician Jeffrey Perlman presented the results of the Helping Babies Breathe pilot project at the recent annual meeting of the Pediatric Academic Societies in Denver, Colorado. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Jessica Berman.